Hi, this is Colleen McGee welcoming you to another episode of Fort Riley, the podcast. And this episode, we get to bring you the former 1st Infantry Division Command Sergeant Major and former Sergeant Major of the Army, now CEO of Army Emergency Relief.
My title now.
The title today.
Yeah, Chief Executive Officer of Army Emergency Relief, Michael A. Grinston. Better known as Tony Grinston.
Okay, and this is not your first time at Fort Riley?
No, 100% not. So my last tour here, my only tour here actually, but not my only tour with the Big Red One, was I left in 2015 as a Division Sergeant Major.
Okay, and from there you went became the 16th Sergeant Major of the Army?
Yeah, Sergeant Major of the Army, the 16th Sergeant Major of the Army, and loved it. Had a great time. It was awesome. And I also loved all my jobs. I love being the Division Sergeant Major here right at Fort Riley.
So now you're still taking care of soldiers.
Yeah. I love my job. I get to wake up every day and just figure out how I can help soldiers and their families with financial readiness. If they're having problems, you know, getting medical care and they can't pay for that, how can we help? What can we do to help them with emergency travel? So every day, it's how can I help soldiers and their families? So I love my job.
Well, there's an extra component to that, too. You're not just helping soldiers. You're helping soldiers help soldiers.
Oh, yeah. 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 So all the donations we get is we take that money from soldiers and then help other soldiers. So it is truly an old soldier helping soldiers and the current soldiers helping soldiers.
What is the period of the actual campaign?
So the active duty campaign runs 1 March, and normally we go to 15 May. So I went to the vice and said, like, we go ahead and send it to June. And he actually had a great idea. And he said, why don't we go to the Army birthday? So this year, and probably from every year out, which makes sense, it'll go 1 March to 14 June. And that's when the active duty campaign runs.
But people aren't limited to giving during that time, right?
No, 100%. They can give any time. You can go to armyemergencyrelief.org, all one big word. So, and then when the website pops up, right in the middle, there'll be a little button that says donations. You can go ahead and contribute there.
And about your job now, I think, what's the most satisfying thing to you?
The most satisfying thing is kind of what I said already, is every day I get a chance to help a soldier. Everything I do, no matter if it's talking to people about, you know, hey, how do I get money to AER? Everything I do in the back of that is trying to help a soldier and their family through readiness. And I'll give you the example is when an extraordinary thing comes up every once in a while, I get to call people. And we had a first sergeant, and unfortunately, they'd lost a newborn child. And I called him and I said, hey, is there anything else you need from AER? So That's the most satisfying, is when somebody's going through something so stressful. Hopefully, I can take one stress away from them, is the financial burdens of something like that. So that's a joy. I mean, I get to help soldiers, and because I love them so much, it's just, that's the most satisfying thing, is just helping them out.
Cool. Is there anything I should have asked you that I didn't?
What's the best rumor about AER?
Okay.
I love this. Like, I've got so many great rumors. Like, one time it's like, you never give out grants. And I go, well, we gave out $12 million in grants last year. And then it's like, oh, you're hoarding money. It's like, no, we don't do that. So it's like, it's all these funny, it's usually tied around money about the rumors. And it's not true. We gave out $21 million last year in grants and scholarships. And believe it or not, all the donations for last year was only $11.5 million. So we give out more money than we take in.
But that's because you've got some corporate partners that come along beside you,
yeah.
Right?
We've got corporate partners. We also have a endowment that we got. I call it, you know, people, you know, got money from my grandfathers. They helped us out. We keep that at a certain level that makes money. It doesn't make that much money. So, yes, we have to go talk to corporate partners and everybody. But a lot of times soldiers don't. They say we get appropriations. We don't. We have that money. It makes money. And then I do a lot of fundraising and talking to people and say, hey, can you help soldiers out? But we always give out more money than we take in.
And even though you're the official Army charity, mm-hmm. you are not budgeted by the Army.
100% not budgeted. That's another great rumor. It's like, oh, you get appropriations. Like, no, actually, we don't. So if we don't have soldiers helping soldiers, we just will have to do less. And that's why I do love my job. But that's the number one thing I worry about is I don't want to do less. I actually want to do more. I want to get more money to soldiers. So I just fearful. I'm always fearful of that. And then people say, oh, you get all this money. We don't get any money from appropriations. This is not taxes. This is all through donations.
So remember, if you want to know more, reach out to your unit AER representative or go to armyemergencyrelief.org. Thank you for listening to another episode of Fort Riley, the podcast.